Spiritual Union. The world's inner traditions connect us with deep levels of personal experience. Sex exists in the spiritual world in the form of spiritual union, but we cannot understand it in our present conditioned state. The physical sexuality of material life is merely a perverted reflection of the soul's eternal, pure, rapturous relationship with the Supreme Lord. Although the reflection has certain attributes of the actual relationship, it is not the genuine article in its full reality. Sexual experience may seem pleasurable to us while we are in this conditioned state, but ultimately it does not give us the deep fulfillment we seek. Yet we cannot simply categorize sex life in this material world as an illusion, believing that material life is unreal and that only spiritual life is real. Rather, the important distinction is that spiritual life is eternal and material life is temporary. Even an illusion is a reality in its own way. It is an actual phenomenon that takes on the appearance of something else. Although an illusion cannot stand on its own, we would be mistaken to deny its existence. For example, when we see an image of ourselves in the mirror, we understand that the image is a genuine two-dimensional reflection of a three-dimensional reality. The reflection has certain attributes of that reality, but it is missing many others. It is partial and imperfect. In the same way, the artificial, temporary experience of physical sex is an imperfect reflection of spiritual union. Although it does not give us what we ultimately want, it serves as a positive sign that the real, enduring experience of spiritual union does actually exist. In the spiritual realm, union has nothing to do with physical bodies trying to stimulate each other or genitals seeking pleasurable contact. Instead, spiritual union means that all aspects of the spiritual body unite with the beloved. As a matter of fact, in the kingdom of God, the spiritual senses do not have the limitations that our physical senses do. For example, in our physical bodies, we must use our eyes to see because we cannot see with any other organs. Yet residents of the divine realm can see with every part of their spiritual bodies. The same is true for the other senses. One sense can perform the activities of all the others because there is no differentiation among senses such as there is in the physical world. It is because the physical body is limited and cannot experience any eternal, pure relationship with the Supreme that material sexuality can never fulfill the longings of the soul. Yet, even in this world, we can engage in sex life in a way that takes on a liberating aspect. In the Bhagavad Gita, chapter 7, text 11, Lord Krishna says, "I am sex life which is not contrary to religious principles." Physical sex has a valid role in spiritual life when we approach it as a service to the Lord, one that allows souls to take birth in this world to continue their journey back home to God. If we have such an attitude of service, we can engage in sexual activity without compounding our attachment to the material world. In modern society, most people have sex on their minds every day. Although they may not know it, they are really desiring the most sublime experience of all, the highest connection of the soul in its rapture with the divine soul, the ultimate source of all souls. The problem is that those functioning on the bodily platform try to have union without union. That is, they seek physical intimacy without knowing who or what they are. Believing themselves to be physical bodies, they consider the purpose of life to be merely personal gratification and stimulation. Unfortunately, their ignorance of the soul causes them to seek the experience of union through physical means. Because all genuine union is spiritual, their attempts can only lead to frustration and disappointment.